With about 15 centimeters of fresh snow falling in the resort overnight, Whistler Blackcomb is urging patience this morning. Winds are also projected to be high in the morning, tapering off around midday. Given these factors, there may be some delays while our patrol teams conduct avalanche mitigation work. Please be patient while we prepare the mountain for you and be sure to safely enjoy those fresh turns, the mountain operator said in a March 12 update posted to social media. Due to the weather, the Freeride World Tour Challenger event scheduled for Monday has been moved to Tuesday, March 14. A spectator zone and athlete lounge will be set up on the Spankies side of Glacier Road. Guests should also expect some ongoing impacts to operations over the coming weeks with the upcoming decommissioning of the Fitzsimmons lift later this month, pending final approvals, the post read. Please be aware that as a part of preliminary setup, we will be sectioning off a small portion of the Lot 8 parking area to bring in a construction trailer. As more changes come through, we will continue to share info here. While plans to upgrade Whistler Mountain's Fitzsimmons chairlift in 2023 are moving ahead, skiers and snowboarders will have to wait another year to see a New Jersey cream chair start spinning on Blackcomb, WB announced last week. Meanwhile, the avalanche danger rating in the sea to sky is listed as high this morning, according to Avalanche Canada. Less snow fell overnight than expected, but reactive storm slabs should still be expected, Avalanche Canada said in an update at 6:20 a.m. on Monday morning. Seek out sheltered low-angle terrain for the best and safest riding. As always, check the latest conditions at avalanche.ca before heading out.